UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
So we'll have that game. So we're going to have a little taste of Baja Bullies, but here in Louisville this time.
I like it, man.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
All the liberals are taking major L's today. All you liberals.
And James Strebel.
I don't trust Kentucky-born players.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Anthony Davis plays for any of those teams on the Final Four, they win the national title.
I know. He's incredible. I mean, if he's on our team, we win. I mean, you know, if he's on Kansas, they win.
I mean,
John Calipari's made a career out of not developing talent, but taking credit for talent that players already had when they arrived at wherever he was.
Yes.
And okay, he can amass the talent, so he can do that, so he gets credit for that.
So Pete Rolls being in the Hall of Fame?
It's better the second time around.
Yeah.
It's such a summer radio topic.
It is, that they hit on every single summer.
We gave it a standing ovation. We did. It's The Take, hanging out with you. One more hour to go. Mixtape in about a half an hour or so. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Jack Grossman, hanging out with you. 437-9680 UPS Jobs Text Line. Been a fun show today. Strebel came out the gate popping today.
Yes, it has been fun. I have a lot on my chest.
You've cooled down.
I had to give up. Yeah, I cooled down
a little bit.
Yeah, but yeah, I had a lot to get off my chest. It was a frustrating night for BBN, so you know I had some pent up frustrations.
You wanted to talk Supreme Court here?
No. I think it is Jack.
Oh, it's Jack.
Jack. Yeah, you got me mixed up with Jack. Jack wanted to talk about the decision.
I'm pretty sure it was Ents who's going to call in.
No, Ents is
You know what? Well, you guys are right.
Yeah, Ents
that might be
call
real.
In. Yeah, he would.
Political correspondent Jason Ents.
There we go.
Yeah. Get Ents on the phone.
Ents versus Issel in a nice political debate.
Oh, boy.
How about that?
Man.
All the liberals are taking major L's today. All you liberals.
I love this.
First of all, not a liberal.
Dang, Bob.
We saved that Jack Bob liberal. I think that's all that it
just
said.
Bob
that's all the guidance that Jack had today was that. 437.
I threw the word not a liberal in there.
Yeah.
Bob, not a liberal. All right.
Texas says, blank for getting Louie's name hurt me to my bone marrow. I mean.
Yeah. It did.
Blank not even caring.
No, he just moved on.
Did not know Louie's name.
Yeah,
a
Louis.
Man that he sees all the time.
Yeah, every day almost.
And the thing
almost.
Is, Louie looks like a Louie.
He does look like Louie.
He does.
He's a horseman.
He's a horseman.
Yeah, he's a horseman. Sorry, horseman. Not a horseman. Horseman.
Not a horseman. He's half horse, half
like
man.
Like a centaur.
A centaur?
Yeah, he's a horseman. He does look like a Louie.
To me, he looks like a Louie.
And he and Blank have a lot in common. Let's not, you know, they're both high-class individuals.
I would agree with that.
So the fact that Blankenbaker has dismissed Louis Rabeau, where they're cut from the same cloth.
Yeah, they're cut from the same cloth.
It's
exactly.
Stunning.
That is right.
Like, I can see him dismissing me and not knowing my name. Like,
sure.
I get that.
You're nobody.
I'm a pleb. I understand. But he and Louis are high-class individuals. They like popping champagne bottles. They like going to the track and spending lots of money on bets. They like meats and cheeses and high-class liquor.
Yeah.
You know? That's what those guys cigars.
Texas says it's the worst sound you've ever played. Jack, we may need to play it again if there is a new audience.
Yeah,
6 minutes later.
Yeah, Mark Blankenbaker.
Blank forgot Louis Rabeau's name.
Who co-hosts with Dan Issel every day.
Louis's been around for, I mean, quite frankly, years.
Yeah.
If not even that, several months.
You're
going to
be on with Maven on 93.9 The Ville. We'll have Issel and,
oh
God, Louis. Louis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Louis Rabeau. Yeah, with Issel. Yeah. I'll make sure that I had that right on the 16th.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lou Rabeau.
He wanted to make sure. I wanted to make sure
I
make
sure
that
I had
right.
the name right. Come on, Mark. Gee whiz.
There's part of me that feels
that
bad. If here it is. I don't feel bad at all for Blank.
No.
Because Blank not knowing the name is a tragic, tragic thing.
That's his fault.
But if that was a guy, if like Louis was like new or had been only been around that day, that week even.
That's understandable.
Yeah, then, it would be a lot more understandable.
Right. Like,
but not in this
like
case.
Like the new guy, Jason. Like if I like miss his name or something, like you get that, right? Because he's brand new. But Louis hosted Bob's show for a long time. And he's been hosting alongside Dan Issel. For a long time. He's like you said, he's in the building every day. It's stunning. It's a stunner.
Actually, I feel bad for Rummage on that one.
No, Rummage had to save the day.
Rummage is taking some shrapnel there.
It's not his fault. Yeah, it's not Steve's fault.
He had to pull a piece of metal out of his thigh.
He did, like,
after that one.
It hit me.
Maybe had to hold him down while Nick pulled shrapnel out of his chest.
Get this piece off of me, Nick.
Get this.
Blanket Maker
got a sword to the gut. On a Friday and a beautiful weekend where it's 85 degrees.
All Rummage wants to do is
do 4 or 5 hours of radio.
He talk
and leave,
the cards.
Talk a little cards.
He wants to eat some Bear Nose.
He wants to make fun of Ty Washington right. and Aaron Calipari.
Crush some pizza.
And go home. On his Friday.
Yeah, he'll be at the pool in Nordy C. That's what he's doing right
Boom,
now.
The pool at Nordy C.
Yeah, he's feeling good. Instead, he had to
stay at home mom wandering around the pool. Rummage is just hanging out.
You
How
know?
About that? Got
you
those sunglasses
know.
On.
He's running. He's got his body's looking good. He got the shirt off. It's popped off, but instead, he had to save Blankenbaker's bacon. He didn't
the Blankenbacon.
The Blankenbacon had to save the Blankenbacon.
Texas says, it sounds like Blank forgets Issel's name. No, he pivots to Issel because he was going to lead with Louis, and Louis was probably hovering around the studio, and he saw him.
Right.
And, yeah, but he couldn't remember his name, so he went to Issel, hoping then in those few precious seconds that he would remember Louis's name.
The name would pop in.
And it didn't happen. Play it again, Jack. It didn't happen.
You're going to be on with Maben on 93.9 The Ville. We'll have Issel and
Louis.
Yeah. Yeah. Louis Rabeau with Issel. We'll make sure that I had that right on 680.
It's bad every time.
Man,
too.
It hurts.
It really does.
It hurts. It's a painful thing to listen
this
to.
This is how your 10-year-old felt as Ty Washington continued to plummet. The pit that he had in his stomach is how I feel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a great. Because he was like that. Because Kellen was like that. He's just like, oh, every time they took a player, Dad, Ty's right there. Ah.
You got to save those sounds, Jack.
Oh, those are.
Avery's going to end up cutting those next week.
What the?
Well, yeah, occasionally I go by and she's cutting. And I hear you make a noise, and she's just sitting there, and I hear you make a noise.
Or Avery in her blue hair just having to cut those sounds.
Texas says Blank and Rummage give a take like that about Cal once a week, not once a year.
Yeah.
Oh, it's more than once a week.
Guys,
once a week.
They text about it all the time.
Yeah, what are we doing here? Once a week.
Now, I guess since – I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay. I guess since Rummage did radio with Blankenbaker today, that feud is over.
I believe so. Okay. Well, I would imagine that's
okay.
the case.
Okay,
yeah.
You do a little radio together.
You're good
you
to go.
You let bygones be bygones. We're all good. We're all wearing red around here.
Yeah.
We move on.
In the end. What did President Gonzalez say? It's for the bird?
Loyal to the bird.
Loyal to the bird. I love that.
I do, too.
It's better than L1C4.
It really is. Loyal to the bird.
I'd rather, if I'm a Louisville fan, I'd rather go loyal to the bird.
Yes.
Than L1C4.
Oh, 100%. L1C4
it's how I feel.
Was dopey. I mean, loyal to the bird has some passion
loyal
in it.
To the bird.
Loyal Jack, to you- the bird. Loyal to the bird.
To the bird.
Loyal to the bird.
Well, to the bird.
Jack, who was the player that had the Axe body spray last night? I like that.
Loyal to the bird.
To the bird.
I'm trying to remember who that was.
Am I wrong that the only people that are wearing Axe body spray are potentially stoners or
people at King's Island?
Yeah.
I can see a lot of Disney also.
I'm right.
Yeah. Oh, no. Absolutely.
Axe body sprays only in a few places.
Yeah, not a lot. It used to be very popular, but that has waned.
Were you ever in? You were an Axe body spray guy.
Yeah, I did it.
When I was in like middle school, I did it.
You were too?
Yeah. Ooh.
In college, yeah. Yeah, when it first came out, it first hit the scene when I was in college. And I didn't stick with it for long because, you know, the commercials lie to you. Like, women just didn't start throwing themselves at me.
Texas says, wake and blank. My voice is bad right now.
I know what's happening.
I have no idea. We have celebrated today, last night, as Cal did not go to the NBA draft. The Duke assistant sitting there, Lucas with Ty, John Shire shining. Paolo Banchero going one. Duke having four first rounders. Duke having what, like five guys or
five
whatever it is
together,
taken.
Yeah.
Ty plummeting. All while Aaron Calipari is battling Matt Jones.
Running interference
for
her dad.
Yeah, even though I don't think he wanted interference ran for him, by the way.
Thing. I wonder if he like stole
she went
her.
Out on her own. She was wrong. Maddie
she
Banks,
was rogue.
She
went rogue.
Maddie Banks won that one. He buried her, and so that happened last night.
But to
go ahead.
I was a little disappointed when he like retweeted her and said Cal's at the draft. I was like, no, man, you stick to your guns.
Oh, yeah,
there.
That's not good.
He bent the knee quickly. I hope he deleted that. I hope he deleted
that's
that.
Disgusting. Like, I didn't know that.
He like immediately retweeted it and said he's at the draft, and then we find out actually he wasn't at the draft, and she was not, you know, being truthful there.
Well, I think she was just wrong.
She was wrong. Yeah, fair. But she had to know her dad and Brad were at that game. She had to know that.
Brad and Dad.
That they
I don't
were
know.
At that baseball game.
I don't know. We'll have to ask her. We'll have to ask Cal next time he talks.
On, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to figure that
so
out.
The Calipari's as a family on the show.
Well, how about that?
I'd love that.
So here's also what I'm thinking. Who is drafted next between Louisville, Western Kentucky, and Indiana?
I'm going to go.
It's obviously Dante Allen, right?
Because I put this on Twitter. Okay.
Yeah.
And it came back a lot of TJD.
I disagree.
And I thought there was going to be perhaps a Huntley Hatfield in there. I thought maybe someone who's the tall guy at Western Kentucky. I thought it was
Jamarian Sharp.
Yeah, so you're telling me that between those three schools, that because I do feel like Livingston, Case and Wallace are first rounders next year.
Yeah.
I have no idea
who
with
else,
Damian
maybe.
Collins. I mean, I think Oscar's a second rounder. I thought of this year. I'm going to probably think
absolutely.
Of next year.
Yeah.
I would imagine. Yeah. So you're telling me it's TJD who I think is a second rounder next year, or Jack, you may disagree with this. I mean, at least in the late 20s, right? I mean, he's not going 15th overall.
No, he's not. He's best case scenario for him would have to be late first round.
Now, who's
and
that?
I don't know how he would improve his stock enough to really even get that. I think he's a second rounder.
Who's that five-star freshman you got?
Jalen Hood-Schifino.
Okay, Jalen
like,
Hood-Schifino.
He's the one, like, if he is a stud and is really good, that could be a guy that could pop up there. The thought process around him, though, is that he won't be a one-and-done.
That's a thought process, but there's a five-star freshman. Things could change if he has a big year. They love younger guys over the older guys. I would say Hood-Schifino is my pick to go pro. There's not one player on Louisville's team that I think can play in the NBA or will be drafted next year. Not one. Maybe Jalen Withers. Maybe
I'd say in a perfect
Huntley
world,
Hatfield
Huntley
would be
Hatfield
the one
would be
just
one.
Because of his pedigree, right?
Yeah, sure.
Or if they get Imani Bates, he'd be one.
No.
I'm so down on Imani Bates.
I am too.
It's the same rationale as Brandon Huntley Hatfield, though.
Yeah, the
was once
upside,
really well thought
was
of.
Was once thought of. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. And I mean, Huntley Hatfield's like a what, top 15 player, whatever he was. So,
right.
Yeah, I could see maybe Huntley Hatfield. I just don't. I mean, I saw him at Tennessee, and he didn't do anything. But then again, he could pop up and be great for U of L.
Texas says Strebel wore Axe around Shannon Cogan.
What is this thing with Shannon? I've never met Shannon Cogan. I've never talked to Shannon Cogan. I've never had any social media.
She has no idea who you are.
She has no
idea
who I am. I've never reached out to her on social media. I see her on TV with John Bowl. I know who she is, but she has no idea. So I don't understand why this texter has this, like, fixation on me having some type of connection to Shannon Kogan, because it's just not there. I don't understand. So, Dexter, if you can clue me in on
so
where this is coming
from. So we think it's TJD?
From,
that's where we're
going
to go?
I'm going Hutchafino.
Hey. Okay.
I'm going to – he's five-star fresh back. Indiana's
going to be really damn good if Hutchafino's a one and done.
Here's what I'm going to do just because I don't know is I would go – if you gave me TJD or the field, I'm obviously going the field.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because
right. But if you're picking an individual person, I'm probably taking TJD.
He's the most likely to get drafted. It's not Western. I mean, I don't think there's anyone on Western.
Well, I'd throw them in there just
because.
Yeah.
But I would say Indiana players are going to get drafted before a U of L player. I just think that they're a better basketball team with better players.
Okay.
I do. That's why they put them against North Carolina.
You're starting to like some Indiana year.
No, I'm not starting to like them.
You're starting to like the Hoosiers.
No, if I believe the national talking heads, as you know, Aaron Calipari likes to say about media folk, if I believe the talking heads and their analysis of Indiana basketball, they're expecting Indiana to be a major player in the Big Ten, if not the winner of the Big Ten. So, of course, I'm going to go with they're going to have better players that have more draftability than Louisville. I mean,
Texas says you guys are skipping again. Well, in all fairness, we have no idea if we're on the air.
Yeah, I don't even know.
I don't know.
I could be talking.
Dag, do you have any idea if we're on the air?
I have
text us.
I have no way to check without going to my car.
Uh-oh.
Which is not,
with
not good. Yeah, other
than
the
there you go. They Ents, dead air, you bums.
Yeah, but I don't trust Ents either.
Yeah, I don't either.
That's the problem that I have.
Yeah. No. There's no trusting Jason Ents unless it's computer related. This is hacking. Or something like that. Or I'll trust his opinion on, you know, anime or something like that.
I'm trying to decide if I want to say what I'm going to say. Of course, if we're not on the air, no one knows anyway. No one knows anyway.
Well, what? Well, okay. Well, go ahead. What?
Pat's checking. He's going to check on the little radio.
Thank you, Pat.
He says, give me a minute. Texas says you guys dropped. Texas says you guys are cutting in and out.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
Texter says 680's out, 105.7's up.
Well, there we go. At least,
there we go.
At least one something's up.
What do you guys want to talk about?
Anything you want. What do you want to talk about? What's his name? Oh, man. Napier. Napier had to send an apology letter to the Florida fans before the season even started. How about that? Little Billy Napier.
You know the other things that I have on my list that we're not going to get to today?
What?
Our new guy, Jason.
Yeah.
In a couple Saturdays. I had him down to train on like a Saturday.
Yeah.
He can't do it because he's got tickets to Avril Lavigne.
Oh.
And he's like,
what?
And Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, gosh.
And
I haven't met the guy, but I'm already a little wary.
I look at him differently now. I'm not lying. He was like serious about Avril.
Is he going with a girlfriend?
We didn't talk about that. Jack, any idea?
I do not know. Sorry. I'm trying to check all these different things to see.
No, we're just going to sit here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yesterday, 93.9 went off the air, and it was like an explosion. My phone was exploding.
Well, everyone's like, it was buzzing.
It didn't happen this time, I noticed. It didn't happen.
Well, that's fine. So Jay's off.
The other one is Riverlink is raising their things, and I was just
of course they are. We need to give Riverlink more of our money. They don't have enough of it already. We got even more. We need more to cross a bridge, to go across a bridge.
Nick Valvano says his girlfriend was trying to listen, and that's a lie. He had her check. She's in LaGrange. We're off the air. So there you go.
LaGrange. What's she doing in LaGrange, Nick?
I don't know what she's doing in LaGrange.
How about that?
That's okay.
At least we're streaming.
25 minutes up. Maybe.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know.
I've checked the stream.
So we're streaming.
Yeah.
So we can
there
cut.
We go.
I'm kidding. I'm not going to.
So we're internet radio. Jack, all your work for the mixtape is now on internet radio.
Yes. How about that?
How do you feel about that, Jack? Does that make you feel good?
Makes me feel something.
There's real frustration in that voice.
He feels like Ty-Ty Washington.
Dropping.
Ty-Ty Bustington. We're back now. We're back.
Welcome. I was just getting ready to talk about the Supreme Court. But,
yeah, let's do that.
No, you already finished.
I just finished talking about it.
You guys, we did politics.
We did.
We did politics.
You know, we were very eloquent
Biscuit
there.
Came in, and you did some politics.
Tell Biscuit to get out of here. You know the best thing? And I mean this. Because we're not going to, you know, we won't do the politics thing.
Right.
But Kyle Tucker not being able to talk politics today is something I thought of. Because the New York Times bought The Athletic and they're like, no.
No politics.
And they're like, no politics.
Shut up and write about sports.
Shut up and write. And so... That's all that I have.
Instead of shut up and dribble, shut up and type.
Shut up and type, scribe. I'm glad we're back on the air for this.
Yeah. What a great topic.
Oh, goodness. Before we go to break, reminder. Well, I have the wrong copy. Wait, hang on. No, it's today. I'm right. The last in-person discounted ticket event for the J-Town Beer Fest is today until 7 o'clock.
So they have an hour and a half.
At the Cox's location on Ruck Regal Parkway. So, yeah, you got an hour and 40 minutes or so. They'll have samples of many different things, including Bevy, which is the latest craze in summer drinks. Tickets are on sale for the J-Town Beer Fest. This is the lowest price you're going to get now, but you got to be in person, $35 and no fees, so you're saving yourself a lot of money. And that's a good thing, so yep. How about that?
I love it.
You'll be going to the J-Town Beer Fest. Booth.
I'm going to go. No, well.
Kissing booth. Maybe Jack would do a kissing booth.
I'd do a dunking booth. I've done dunking booths.
I told you,
I had a
Louisville fan like get like.
Uncomfortably close to you,
yeah,
right?
I can't remember his name. It wasn't Pete. He was telling me how great Mac was. That's all I remember. If I see him this year, I might say what's up.
Hey, what's up?
If I say what's up.
How's Mac doing? You still back, Mac?
Take that L.
Yeah, take that L,
big boy. I'm right very, very, very infrequently.
Yes.
But Ty-Ty Washington's draft stock and that.
And
are
Chris
two things,
Mack.
Yes, yeah. Are the two things I was
Chris
right
Mack
about.
Being a bum.
I don't know if we're on the air. Either way, mixtape is coming up next.
GE Plant Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
We have beer tees, and it's a good time here.
And James Strebel.
All right, you guys.
My beer tees just died. Damn it.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, reminder, Reds coming up tonight, 9:35. Catch that right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Also, a big thank you to our friends at Louisville Geek. Computers, baby. Louisville Geek making our life much better around here for everybody. We just got out of the dark ages with our computers and internet security, and they can help your business as well. Any form of IT service. Talk to our newest best friends at Louisville Geek. Visit them online, LouisvilleGeek.com, to find out more. And soon to come, the Louisville Geek sound machine.
The mixtape
might be played out of that within the next 1 or 2 weeks. How about that?
How about that? The sound machine.
The sound machine.
Sounds like a band, the Louisville Geek and the sound machine.
The sound machine cannot get here soon enough. I'm so excited.
It needs to get here. That's going to be on the top of the priority list.
Yes.
Jack, who do you think is the winner of the mixtape?
Because I was asked about that during the pizza gorging today. And
right.
I went
gorging.
Straight to Pat and
it
the V
show. It was ugly.
Yeah, I went straight to Pat and the V show.
Yeah.
But when I was going through it, Strebel's in there a lot, and so is Blake. So
Blake's been on the radio a lot. He hosted solo twice. Just this week.
I think it's still I think it's still Pat and the V Show, but it's just loaded this week. It's absolutely loaded.
Well, good. Let's hit the open. Jack's doing his damn thing, and let's get you into the weekend with the mixtape. It's the best. It's the worst. Some things are in context. Some things are out of context. We have some fun for the final 20, 30 minutes of the show. Let's fire it up. Let's go.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
Move out of the way, Cooper. Move out of the way.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Okay, so, hello, ladies. This is Crean's mixtape.
Alrighty, let's go, Jack. First sound on the mixtape.
Louisville versus all y'all. If there were a Louisville player going to get drafted, I would probably be into it. But that tells you where we are, talent-wise, that there's not even a second rounder on the team.
No, there's nothing. I mean,
in this draft.
Whoa.
The other teams give L's down every time they make a big play. Yeah.
You definitely have to have L's down in the game. Guy, I always try to relate things back to Louisville. And like, maybe we could play it at the alley. Maybe we get some screens in there, have some, you know, like a video game challenge in there over the summertime. That could be a lot of fun. We need to start using the alley a little bit more, U of L. You know, we need to get in there.
We need to start
hanging out, open it up on a Saturday night, selling some drinks, hanging out. I'll show up at the alley for sure.
You will?
Have alley chapstick.
Whoa, really? Shocking.
You're saying butt stuff. I'm just trying to nicely talk about
it's
Lamar.
It's one thing when you're like assaulting people on a football
butt.
Field and nobody's doing anything about it.
Oh.
You know, I thought college campuses were supposed to be safe places. Not apparently when you play Clemson.
This makes you uncomfortable?
No.
Out of all the things
talking about another man's butt.
You do it all the time. You're about Clemson.
Well, they're talking about butt stuff. They're putting digits in people's butts. Well, they're talking about butt stuff. He's talking about his butt.
Yeah.
Okay. He's talking about his booty.
You're saying butt stuff. He likes to be clean. We know that. Yeah. He smells good. I'll give him that. And he's tan, by the way. I spent a lot of time at the pool.
Man, they made me white.
I'm not exactly fond of my daughter being on Playboy, which is not what she's doing. She's doing an OnlyFans. We don't kink shame on the beach.
This is our local
lesbian
Linguini here. So my understanding is
I got it wrong again.
Coach Satterfield sent out a big picture or something of him in a boat with nails up.
Scott Satterfield. The way that sound started, who would have ever thunk it?
Yeah.
That was going to end with Scott Satterfield on his boat a massive recruiting weekend.
Yeah.
It's the mixtape on the take. It's ESPN 680, 105.7. Keep them coming.
I'm a big fan of the NAACP.
I remember when Fred Calgill was retweeting his son's OnlyFans on Twitter.
His son has an OnlyFans?
Yeah. You remember this?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but see, the thing is, it's not...
Was his son getting makey?
Well, that's the thing. Like, OnlyFans, it gets this idea that everyone is just,
makey.
You know...
Everybody's makey.
Yeah.
Makey. Was his son getting makey? Everybody's makey.
Yeah. It's not even... X-rated. It's PG. It's just, it's lingerie photos.
Here's my abs.
It's cosplay, you know, things. It's nothing really deviant or sexual. Like, a lot of them aren't even R-rated.
Really?
Forget about X-rated, yeah.
Huh.
Allegedly. I don't do any of that.
I felt creepy this weekend.
Crap tape.
Were you total stalker? I was locked into Instagram Live. I was listening. Anytime it popped up, it was like Pierce Clarkson. It started live. I was like, bang. And I would watch it. I just watched these.
I'm doing that now, too.
Teenagers just get dressed in a locker room for hours.
Listen.
It wasn't putting it in. It was taking it out.
I was pretty critical of them. Because I loved it. I'm a fan. I can't help it. They're losing.
Don't apologize
I'm not
critical.
Happy. Yeah.
Because, listen, if you haven't built up enough credibility to say... If y'all think my criticism of Scott Satterfield is because I don't like Scott Satterfield, then you don't know what you're talking about.
Sure. I mean, yeah, absolutely. And here's the thing. There's another side to that, too. What if he's a beast?
What if he's a beast?
Oh, goodness. That's great. It's great how easily he built up to that.
He did.
Keep him coming.
Louisville's doing it. Kentucky's doing it.
Everybody's doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
but Mitch acts like it's like,
well, then good. Why do you care? Good. Let him do that.
I'm happy.
Then beat them on the recruiting trail.
I'm pumped.
Like, if this is a more progressive way of doing things, then I better see your ranking ahead of Kentucky's if it's so much better.
I would hope so. Frank Potts, move to the side. We want to get Pete Thomas in here. Pete Thomas, it was his time. And Scott Satterfield was like, I think he said to Frank Potts, like, look, we got to get
Pete
a spot.
But hang on. But he isn't taking an on-field coaching spot.
Pete Thomas?
Is he not?
He's a quarterback coach. Max Cabana is an offensive line. Came in for this
Max
cycle.
Max Cabana.
Max Cabana's going to be good.
This is a time to be giddy. We're doing something right. We're making the entire state of Texas, Bama and Clemson, mad at us. This is awesome. And then Kentucky fans and Aaron Torres, they don't know what to do.
They're accusing us of cheating.
And I'm like, it's not cheating. These are the rules.
Yeah. You can't. In NIL, you're allowed to pay people. And so.
How much are we paying this kid?
I have no idea.
It's got to be a good number.
Yes, Kareem.
I was at the gate.
Yes.
I'm like,
you were the only person in Scott Satterfield's corner.
I'm the only guy that does media that's like, no, give him, this is going to work, chill out, and then Ruben O. So I know Maben's mad at me right now, but you're welcome, Marcus. All right. You are welcome.
That's funny.
I've backed Sat. Like, I've backed him more than anybody
100%
in this station.
Man. I'm you start busy.
To break down their schedule and you know we games that they played and they you know they lost a few games within a field goal or a couple of points. They could have easily been a 10-win season last year. We were at the Clemson game. That was the first time you'd seen a game live.
Yeah,
they should have won that game. And so if you look at how competitive they were. Malik had a little ankle injury that took him out maybe 2-3 series. He was on a roll. I mean, he was unstoppable.
I don't see any. I mean, other than what's
I'm just
his name?
Asking. I have no idea.
Who's the defensive lineman they got that Scott Satterfield had to be Salah shamed
Brown.
Into getting? Yeah, Salah Brown. They had to shame Salah Brown into getting. They had to shame Scott Satterfield into getting Salah Brown. Shame him. But now he's the best recruiter of all time, Andy. Actually, no. Steve Clarkson is the best recruiter in Louisville history. How about that? Not Sat Daddy.
He is. He's recruiting a 5-star's family right now, some edge rushers. I actually am with you on this one.
Yeah, he is. It's Steve Clarkson. Satterfield hasn't done a damn thing.
Oh, here
hasn't
we go.
Hasn't done a damn thing.
You're getting
thing.
Stronger and stronger
I am,
with
man.
That.
Oh, for Pete's sake. I mean, come on, guys. He's owned your bleep for how many years
self-awareness.
Now?
Self-awareness. Yeah.
For how many years now?
I can't do anything.
He just walks into Louisville and just says, you. And they say, okay, yes, sir, big dog, and follows him right down to Lexington. He didn't need Jets for that. He could just do it because he's a big dog. You know what? That's what I'm talking about. He didn't need Jets. He didn't need cars. He didn't need NIL, the 502 Collective. He didn't need the damn Clarkson family. He just needed his own. Self. That's all Vince Merrill needs.
Well,
and he can go in and he can get who he
yeah,
wants.
Yeah, he did it the right way.
I'm not saying he did it the right way, but he didn't need all these tricks. These little tricks at Louisville all of a sudden.
Well, you want the tricks.
I'm not saying I don't like the tricks.
You love the tricks.
But I'm saying
what
they
are you
got
talking
their
bleep, about?
They got their bleep kicked before the tricks. And now they're like, oh, this is great. This is, pipe down, big dog. Pipe down, big dog. Big dog owns you. He owns you. That's what big dog does. You know what he did when he saw that St. Louisville tweet? He started munching on Fritos. He went to KS Bar and ordered beers and laughed some more. He said, hey, Matt Bangs, come here. I got to show you something,
come here,
man.
Matt Bangs.
Hey, Ryan, you come over here, too. Drew, you're here. Shan, the dude, come over here. Let me show you this tweet. They all laughed at you, State of Louisville, because it's funny. You had one nice little stretch. One nice little stretch, and now you're puffing out the chest. Let's see.
We'll see.
Okay, enjoy it. You should enjoy it. I'm not saying don't enjoy it. You should enjoy it. But watch what you're doing now, because Big Dog, you ruffle his feathers, he's going to ruffle them right back.
Oh,
they had to find that tweet.
What a gasback thing to
big
say.
Big Dog tweeted something.
Oh, my guys.
Guys,
a game of a 60-point game. My guys, just
always. It always guys. Is. It has been for the past, what, three, last three games? Yeah, stop.
Anybody that's anybody wants to play football at the University of Louisville now. I'm going to say it first. I think Ruben Owens is going to win the Heisman. This jackass turncoat
Ruben
that I
Owens,
work
baby.
With, who would not let his ego let me be great.
Oh, man.
You turncoat. Is he still sitting out there?
He knew.
Dude, he's sitting right there.
He knew where I was going. About 20 minutes ago, my back is still bleeding from the knife wound.
Damn.
Damn.
That was rough.
Stabbings.
Wait, would you like to guess who he's talking about there?
Blankenbaker?
No. I mean, Blank, Phil, no.
Nick?
Rummage.
Rummage.
Because he wanted to be the first one to declare Reuben Owens was going to win a Heisman. And Rummage beat him, too.
Rummage, yeah.
What an argument.
I'm going to say it first. I think Reuben Owens is going to win the Heisman.
Butch, haven't you heard? They're doing everything they're possible to keep those two MAC games and get Louisville off the schedule.
Yeah, your AD is saving college football by continuing to play FCS teams, as he says.
Eastern Michigan, you may not get a chance to do that thing that you so desperately want to do against the University of Louisville.
Also, will Levitt's team run for 4 touchdowns again this year? Possibly.
That's probably not going to happen.
It's not because you're high.
Oh, man.
Probably I not. Did love a long it, like, few months, when Streamable kind of craps on things. It's like Miracle-Grow. You know? It's like having, like, compost on, like, new seeds. Like, he's like, oh, yeah, this great recruiting group, and you lost a cornerback. And then 2 hours later.
Yeah.
Jack Harlow tweeting about Instagram.
Jack Harlow did.
Oh yeah,
what
Instagram on Twitter. He just put it up. Just yes and
no. Okay.
A guy with a 1.4 million followers on Twitter. That's significant.
Harlow put on for Reuben Owens.
Of course he did.
How about that?
He's a fake Louisville fan.
I mean, there was someone to say to Louisville that I will pass out. No, it was Matt McGavick. I will pass out if Harlow, Master P, and somebody. I forget
Jay-Z.
Who.
Yeah.
Are at a game this year.
Jack Harlow went to a game last year and got busted and looked like a doofus. So there.
Did he go to?
The Kentucky game when they got beat and he walked around. Remember he did
The football game.
Fist bump with the Wildcat mascot and acted too cool while Will Levis scored a touchdown on his ass. Yeah, you look real cool after that game, punk. By the way, my face on the KFC bucket looked much better than Jack Harlow's face. Did you see that? The Jack Harlow bill connection. Is like what everyone eats at KFC.
That's
a chicken sandwich, mac and cheese, and a drink. That's his meal. It's like, that's not genius. There's nothing unique or fun about it.
Ty had a Fazoli's, which was what? Spaghetti and a breadstick and Mountain Dew or whatever?
But he's some transcendent rapper that we're all led to believe that Jack Harlow is. It's like the most basic meal. Like his rhymes, the most basic rhymes.
Rhymes.
The most basic rapper on all of all time has the most basic meal. Nothing creative, nothing unique. It's a chicken sandwich and mac and cheese. That's your career, punk. I was frustrated because I couldn't get a touchdown. Facebook has no employees that help with anything.
Well, no.
Like they're the biggest trash-ass company on the planet.
680 had the same issue. We have no idea what happened to ours.
I have no password. So the only thing Facebook tells you is change your password.
It's cat one.
It's not. But if it was, it would be easier. But I can't get a password.
It's just the cats.
They
big blue.
But I can't get in to the account and get rid of it, and you can't call Facebook. They don't answer messages.
No.
They do nothing.
No.
It's the biggest. I hope they, like no, Shane Sharp, I hope they fail.
They're terrible.
I hope they fail.
Well, they're not going to. They're terrible.
No, they will. Meta is taking a big hit in the stock market. Like, they're tanking terribly. The book is out on Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg sucks, and his company sucks, and people are sick of it. Right,
you can't sin and boom.
It's the Garden of Eden.
It is.
I think actually that's where historically the Garden of Eden
It wasn't in Iraq.
It was in Boone, North Carolina.
It wasn't in the Middle East. It was in Boone. The Mormons were right. Everything did actually happen in the U.S.
What they believe?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they believe.
They believe it all happened in the U.S.
It all happened in the U.S. and Jesus.
I don't think I knew that.
After Jesus did his work in the Middle East and in Palestine,
he came over to Illinois.
Exactly.
Chicago.
Yeah, to Utah. And, right. Yeah. Ancient Jesus. And that the Native Americans are actually a lost tribe of Israel.
And that they used to be white.
They used to be white. And then God, made them not white. They really believe this.
Texas says some fantasies do include toilets.
Not my fantasies. Look, I understand. There's a fantasy for everything, but it just it's the individual person. Like I there's some things that I don't, you know, that I don't really prescribe to. Toilet fantasy is one of them. Have we been intimate before or not?
Jason Ench just sent me a picture of Kiki and Jessica.
Oh, did he?
You want me to throw that your way?
Oh, yeah. I don't like it as much, though, when they're in the bathroom. I like on the beach or on the boat. Or in the club. I mean, I'm not complaining.
You don't, you don't like seeing a toilet behind it.
Right, exactly. Kind of ruins it. You know what I mean? Like, you have a fantasy, and in the fantasy, there aren't toilets. I like the salty meats. That's what I like.
Yo, man, look at this good-ass food we have. Here's my butt. Like, maybe.
Holy. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what sells. But I think it's
not
a good
business
plan.
You don't know that.
This
God.
Guy poses
all
right. for one nude painting and suddenly he's Fabio.
I'm not saying I'm Fabio. I'm not saying any of that. I've done one, not two. There's a reason why I've not done two. Only one.
No, you chose to not do two.
Yo, Whoa. Look at this good-ass food we have. Here's my butt. Look, there's already a girl who does OnlyPans.
I heard about that. Damn it.
On TikTok.
I had this idea years ago.
And says a lot of frisky, inappropriate things while cooking. LOL.
Damn it.
All right, we'll get her on board.
I'm not going to out anybody that gives me this information.
Dude. Wow. Her ball placement was insane. I'm a little buzzed right now.
We snagged a girl that was buzzed.
Dad, I picked up a girl on the way to the game.
Anyone Whoa. Who knows me knows the things I can do in 15 seconds.
It was like middle school dance all over again. I asked 7 girls to play, and they all turned me down.
Oh,
she had cramps, okay? She had really bad cramps there. Wow. We've gone away from the weird wafy idea of, you know, that's the ideal body. No, we enjoy it. We embrace curves, damn it.
Millennials. Curves, I mean, thick.
All I'm going to say is that
changeable? I'm not sure.
I know a couple females that like it when somebody says they're thicker than a bowl of oatmeal. Oh. You know what I mean? Like,
my man.
Get them on your team.
We embrace curves, damn it.
They're lickable from what you said earlier. This segment is making listeners very uncomfortable.
Would you let me make my point before you start arguing with me? It's unbelievable.
I'm not taking his side. I'm just pointing out facts here. Yesterday, we got our asses kicked because we didn't know the damn batting lineup.
Just get to know a student, all right?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I mean, that's what I've done.
Yeah. Get to know a student.
They're going to use that on
particularly a student that might have extra years of eligibility left. I'm just saying. Right? You know?
Jeff Walsh is incredible.
I was circumcised.
I'm a fat 37-year-old.
Hang on, Jack. Hang on. Hang on. Everyone stop. It's the mixtape on the take. It's ESPN 680-1057. Let me reset. Inside Churchill Downs coming up after us, okay?
Hey, Darren.
Little Darren Rogers and company. Boy, we were breaking up a lot there.
We'll
do something with that because this is gold. This is it's James Strebel, ladies and gentlemen.
I was circumcised as a baby.
I think the bad sound makes it funnier. Jack doesn't
I agree. It definitely does.
Does it make it funnier? Play it again.
I was circumcised. I was circumcised. He goes, man.
What a weird thing. Oh. What a weird show. Keep them coming.
I am a fat
37-year-old.
Whoa.
Well, Texas A&M.
Yeah, wow, how about that? I like the sundresses.
Oh.
And the pigtails. Oh. An added bonus if they're braided like that.
Oh. Who doesn't?
I don't know.
Jack's like, I don't.
I'm
a bunch of Bloomington. I like jeans. I like the fall in Bloomington.
I like a girl in a hat.
I like a sweatshirt. IU sweatshirt.
Stop looking at your neighbor and judging. You know, all these judgy people that you got over there. And Mitch Barnhart with his anti-alcohol. And, you know, and wanting to go back to, you know, the way college football used to be.
Mitch Barnhart, is he going to survive this?
Mitch Barnhart.
I don't care. I don't care what he does.
By the way, don't let people drink alcohol.
Yeah, as long as you keep the alcohol out of Kroger Field.
Do the horse and buggy shoots, Mitch.
Yeah, we'll be.
And, you know, I like Lowell's doing a Ferrari and Lamborghini.
We'll just fine.
And he's like the horse and buggy.
I know. Listen.
Hey, look, that's why.
Don't embrace NIL, Mitch.
But I will say that's why I didn't say nothing about Vince Merrill's tweet.
Didn't have any offers, in the 2022 class, but went through like a crazy growth spurt. I guess I shouldn't say he didn't have any offers. He had offers from SMU and TCU. Okay, so and I don't know what other minor schools, because SMU is not a minor school. It's an American Athletic Conference. TCU, not a minor school. Jamie Dixon's their head coach. It's not like there was nothing. But
it is
not.
He has no stars.
I'm not gonna panic until the enrollment period ends, and I'm moving the goalpost. I admit that.
Wow.
I am moving my own goalpost. And
look at you. That's growth.
I know. Because it was like 4th of July, and then I started looking at it, and like guard here would drop out. You got guys talk about reclassifying or not actually enrolling in the school that they originally signed with. And so you're starting to look at like – and now it's not the same pool of players. It's not the transfer portal where you have like a top 100 Jeff Goodman list. But let's just see what shakes out here. And if it works out and we're a good basketball team, then great. Ultimately, Kenny Payne's responsible for what happens on the court. And we'll hold him accountable to that when that time comes.
Do you know who I would honestly take? I would take Banchero. Or I would consider Shaedon Sharpe. I kid you not. That is a great call. I kid you not. At number one, if I was picking tonight, I'd be like, if I had your Steve.
He loves Sharp.
That had totally flown under my radar. But here's the thing. As soon as you said the name Shaedon Sharpe, that was like it. You hit an investment button.
Yeah.
Marcus, if you see Shaedon Sharpe jump up in that top 6 or 7.
Like his vertical is insane.
That's going to be so
I might
much
get
fun.
A Shaedon Sharpe jersey. Shaedon Sharpe might be one of my favorite NBA players.
I hope bad things like in his career happen. Like I hope he stinks. I hope he stinks. I hope he stinks and he's a bust. This dude's a fraud. The biggest fraud I've ever seen in a basketball level. He don't want to play. He just wants bleep handed to him. Like I hope he falls in the draft. And I hope whatever team takes him is set back for a decade. I hope whatever dumbass GM and president of a team decides to take him. They stink for a long time.
Go ahead, Strabo.
No, I'm just saying, David Romish had to do that because they don't have any Louisville fans. They can't break down the Louisville side of the draft because there's no Louisville side of the draft. So what do they have to do? They have to pivot to Duke and Kentucky talk because that's what Louisville basketball is. You can't talk about your own players being drafted. You have to pivot to other schools because you're a poverty program. Still, even though KP's the coach, still poverty program. Continue. The dude doesn't play
He's
basketball.
Fired up,
he
Jack.
Doesn't want to play basketball. He don't want to do anything. That was such. You talk about fakery and fraudery. That was fake. I love basketball. Why did you play? It was the best decision to not play. Well, if you love it so much, why didn't you play? It was good for my career, but you still don't play. I mean, I'm done with this. I'm done with him. I'm done with him. I will never root for him. I will never cheer for him. I will never. I don't wish bad things.
What if Cal smooches him?
I'll be very disappointed.
If he smooches the family?
I'd be very disappointed. You could harp all the time about recruits. No, recruits play basketball. Like, if I'm a recruit, I don't take anything he says with any serious sense whatsoever. Because how could you trust anything he says about anything? That's just... It's fraudulent, Andy. It's fraudulent. He didn't mean anything. I don't know what he stands for. I don't know what he believes. I don't know, like, what kind of player he is. How can any GM sit and say, yeah, this is the kind of guy I want on my team where there's no evidence about how he can play? Is he a good teammate or a bad teammate?
You know why he's bad with media?
And I hope in the end he loses. He's winning right now.
Oh,
but I hope in the end he loses. Because he is. You're right. He's like global football. He's winning in the short term. Let's see what happens long term. Because life's a marathon, Andy. It's not a race. It's a marathon. It's not a 100-meter dash or a 400-meter dash. It takes a long time for things to happen. Just like Shaedon Sharpe and Louisville football, same thing. All hype, no substance. How about that? I don't hate him, but I'm not going to sit there and cheer and root for him. No. Especially when he did what he did. Well, you had guys hurt, injured. He could play. He was fine. He's supposed to be this badass basketball talent. He just sat there during St. Peter's and just looked like this. I'm not playing. It's the best thing for my career to not play basketball, when actually my career is to play basketball. It's the best. That's an oxymoron. How's it the best thing in your career when your career is going to play basketball? Silly. I hope this kid is such a bust. Oh, I've never in my life wanted a player to fail on a playing level so bad.
No one,
as
really.
Shaden Sharpe, right. Man, like this kid is a... He's,
no Duke player, no, no Louisville.
No,
right.
No, because it's like, it is whatever. They're rivals. That's fine. But this dude's actively subverting the program. Like, so this whole notion that Shaden Sharpe is going to tell recruits that, hey, Cal put on for me. He helped me out. He just blew that out of the water. That bleep's done.
Well,
because he's besmirching Cal. He's saying, oh, he just told me I'd play 5 and 10 minutes. I didn't want to do that.
Can I ask you
something? I want to play the entire game. Dude, you didn't want to play nothing. You still don't want to play. He read that from an index card that was written by Dwayne Washington. That was such BS. That is such BS. If I'm John Calipari, I don't blame him for draft up in the air. I ain't touch this dude with a 10-foot pole. Like, this is why I say you never do this again. Because Jonathan Givony and the Sharp contingent are in on this scam. It is a scam.
Jack,
I agree
my God.
For the first time in my life with Jeff Goodman that Jonathan Givony is an absolute hack bum. An absolute hack bum is all he is. I don't know what he's being paid. I mean, Andy.
Or he's being paid a lot.
He's
all over ESPN. He's their main draft guy. He's being paid everything.
He's fired because he sucks.
Okay,
he's the only dude out here saying, oh, Shaden Sharpe is wowing at these workouts.
He's putting on.
I'll be very disappointed.
Indiana sucks. The Take with Andy Sweeney and James Strebel. We'll be back. Has the game passed Cal by? We talk about it next on The Take with Andy Sweeney and James Strebel. Did Strebel get some alone time last night?
No.
Strebel's favorite son is Kellen. Kiki photo? Kiki photo? Strebel reacts to the latest Kiki photo. Strebel reacts to the latest Kiki photo after this timeout on The Take. Or is it Kiki? Strebel reacts to the latest Kiki photo after this timeout on The Break.
I don't trust Kentucky ball players. Check back with me 1 year from today to see about Chet. Old Chet. I'm watching Chet Holmgren do work in BYU right now.
It's gonna be a long 3 hours.
Good job, Chet Holmgren. Good work on BYU. Good for you, Chet.
And it has Ben Carroll hitting 18-foot pull-ups over Keon Brooks.
Yeah,
Jack.
That part too.
Well, that's how we start
today. About Chet today. Chet Holmgren's like top 5 moments, and they were the most like regular moments I've ever seen from a basketball player.
Number true. 2, if I take Jabari at number 1, I take I take Chet Holmgren at number 2.
Okay, and you think there's a realistic chance that Holmgren is not just a good pro, but a terrific pro?
Yes, okay. I do.
All right.
I mean, we've never seen a player with this skill set.
Damn.
I love Streel's enthusiasm, but that's about where it ends with him.
How about for my Pistons then at 5? Did you see Christian Braun's mom last night?
I did happen to catch that during the draft.
Are you excited that his mom will be in Denver?
In Denver, yeah. I'm going to look into getting season tickets right next to her.
Good for you, Dan.
Jaden Ivey's mother was no bad looking individual either. So I hook up with Avery.
Oh. You're going to be on with Maben on 93.9 The Ville. We'll have Issel and Louis. Yeah. Louis Rabeau with Issel. I'm going to make sure that I had that right on 680.
Back to
the
back,
show before
man.
This one back was hosted today by Mark Blakenbaker and Stephen Mitch.
Oh, man.
Okay, well, that's all you got to tell me.
And they made fun of Ty sliding in the draft. And here's, and here's what I would like to say to that.
Well, that's because you know why, and sorry I'm interrupting you, Louie, but you know what the reason they can do that is because their U of L players went exactly where everybody thought they would.
Do you know the last first rounder for Louisville?
Wes Unsell.
So we'll have. We'll have that game. So we'll give them a little taste of Baja Bullies, but here in Louisville this time.
I like it, man.
I love the Kenny Payne plan.
Texter says Pat is the Kenny Payne of the gas bags. That's incorrect. I actually land 5 stars.
Whoa. Oh, my God. This guy's the savior of Louisville basketball. He's like John Calipari and Coach K. He's doing the what it does like everybody else. Holy bleep, I'm all in. Get me on the pain train. Woo, woo! Let's go get strippers and coke tonight.
So what are you more excited about?
I want to get off this topic. I'm dying to get off this topic. I'm like a guy in the ocean looking for land somewhere.
You literally asked me what else we have.
Everything
and that
in
was
local
it.
Is recruiting. Recruiting.
Oh, my
recruiting.
God.
Let's do more recruiting. Oh, recruiting. Stars exploding. Orgasms of stars everywhere. And NIL. And how did he tell how much money they got? Who gives a shit? Who cares? When the players get here, if they're good, yay. If they suck, boo. Did we break rules? No. Great. That's all I care about. Literally. I mean, I don't know. Can I oversimplify it? Did you cheat? No. Good. Checklist. Are the players good? Yes. Yay. Do they suck? Oh, bad. How many stars they got? How many, you know, who'd you beat? He went to Oregon and he didn't like the bowling alley and so he wanted to leave. Who gives a I don't care. Stop. I don't care.
They only have two of those.
Sex is way more benign than like crap or balls.
Whoa.
All right, well, he asked three. Question, that's his business.
Wow, Bob.
Her name is, and I don't know, I hope I can pronounce it right, Ksenia Buzina. K-S-E-N-I-A, Buzina, B-U-Z-I-N-A.
Ksenia.
Ksenia Buzina. She is supermodel pretty, and that's not an exaggeration. She could make a living as a supermodel. So he only made Barry Melrose was default. It was like me with 2 Chainz. I'm kind of mad at God today. First of all, not a liberal. All the liberals are taking major L's today. All you liberals.
Oh, my God. Jack, we got to be about done, right? Inside Churchill Downs next.
Yep, right. We pushed the blank talking about Mayor Fisher to next week.
Man.
You know what? That's a tease.
That is a tease.
That is a tease.
Yes. I do hate to miss it, but.
But that's a tease.
Yes.
That is a tease.
Well done, Jack.
Good job, Jack. He'll have the podcast up shortly. Everyone have a good weekend. Inside Churchill Downs coming up next. Last sound. Let's go.
They're snagging girls, licking girls. I mean, what the hell kind of team is this you're running over here? Why don't you call yourself the Bill Cosbys? I mean, just, you know, if you're going to just.
God.
Well, I mean, what the hell are you doing over there?